Americans are not just shopping online. They are buying pricey items on the web. Nearly 3 out of 10 online shoppers in the United States have bought a product that costs $1,000 or more. That is according to an NPR Marist poll. And as NPR's Uri Berliner reports, those big online spenders are much more likely to be men than women.
The early days of the web were pretty cumbersome.
How long have you had this?
About a week. And it's so easy. All you do is point and click.
But how does it work?
All you need is a computer and a regular phone line.
That's an AOL ad from the 1990s. Back then, online shopping wasn't just awkward. It felt risky. People were afraid to give out their credit card numbers. They worried if products would arrive. Would they be able to return them? Sucharita Kodali is an analyst with Forrester Research. She says gradually, online shoppers dip their toes in the water.
And it would start with relatively low-ticket transactions, like a book. And that really was, I think, the beginning of it.
The it she's talking about is the explosion in internet shopping. Last year, U.S. shoppers spent $453 billion on retail purchases online. And many of them go big. 27% of online shoppers have bought an item that costs $1,000 or more. What do they buy? Just about anything.
I purchased an infrared sauna online for about $1,100 in 2015.
I bought a full-size movie prop of Han Solo in carbonite for $1,800.
I bought a lab-grown diamond engagement ring online for $11,000.
Two harps. My latest harp cost $1,800.
That's Kara Veter of Indianapolis, Indiana, Andy Pinnell of Kirkland, Washington, Alan Kwok of Austin, Texas, and Kenna McKenzie of Tucumcari, New Mexico. If you dig a little deeper into the habits of online spenders, a striking fact emerges. Men are twice as likely as women to buy an item online that costs $1,000 or more. Guys have twitchier fingers. Kodali says she's not surprised. Men are usually the early adopters when it comes to technology.
If you were to consider, you know, high-end e-commerce purchases and something that, you know, has historically had a lot of holdouts, the gender that I would expect to be the first to experiment with it would, of course, be men. And I think that's why you're seeing the breakout that you're seeing.
Americus Reed, a professor of marketing at Wharton, believes there's another factor at work, too.
What the research has shown is that men tend to, if they are going to check something out, go to the store quickly, kind of gather as much information as they can quickly and just buy it online, particularly because it's just faster.
Rick Hayes of Tallahassee, Florida, has no qualms about a big purchase he made last year at an online auction, even though it's just two sentences long.
I purchased a note that Mark Twain had written regarding a missing package, and I paid about $1,500 for it.
Hayes says his wife has very different buying habits.
She struggled with buying a $100 dress recently online. You know, she wants the experience of seeing it, the tactile experience, I think, of being around whatever item she wants to get.
Hayes says there may be another reason he's the more adventurous online shopper. His wife is still working. Hayes is retired, so he's got more time to browse. And just last week, Hayes struck again, buying a signed picture of Muhammad Ali for $1,020. He says he was willing to go higher. Uri Berliner, NPR News.